The daughter was buried near her home. There was decomp of a body of the child's DNA in her trunk. There was a lot of things that happened with this case, and it was just a wild one. She was 22 at the time, young, attractive, 22-year-old white woman. And a lot of people feel like that was something to do with how she got off of these crimes. And she probably wanted to get out there and enjoy life and completely get rid of the responsibility of being a parent. You see it right now with young women so often on social media where we're catching them, where they'll travel across state, they'll travel across country and leave their kids at the home by themselves locked up. It's not something that just started happening. Only difference is we have social media.
Today is Saturday, March 1st, 2025. This is my first of probably many recordings on a series that I'm starting. I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher. I've been in the legal field since 2011. And in this capacity, I feel that it's necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate that I start to advocate for myself.
Okay, you guys, if you don't know, this is Casey Anthony. She was acquitted of murder about 13 to 15 years ago of killing her 2-year-old child. A very, very, very sad situation and very unfortunate. A lot of people feel that she got away with it and think when she's talking about legal advocacy, she's talking about helping others to get away with murder as well. Or there's a small percentage of people who feel as if that she may have been wrongfully charged. So she's coming into this capacity to help others to avoid being wrongfully convicted. Either way, there was a failure of the judicial system that a lot of people feel. It really looked that way as well when you look at the evidence. The daughter was buried near her home. There was decomp of a body of the child's DNA in her trunk. There was a lot of things that happened with this case, and it was just a wild one. She was 22 at the time, young, attractive, 22-year-old white woman. And a lot of people feel like that was something to do with how she got off of these crimes due to, you know, she had the complexion for the connection. A lot of people look at, you know, women, attractive women like this, especially a white one in front of a white jury. They're going to look at her as like the damsel in distress. The jury said there wasn't enough evidence to charge her with the first degree murder. A lot of people feel that was a failure on the prosecution side as well, because they tried to overcharge her too heavily instead of just really going directly at her with the child abuse, the child neglect, the second degree murder, when they didn't have compelling evidence that she actually did it. Mind you, this was a very long time ago. This is a woman who was 22 years old, attractive, and she probably wanted to get out there and enjoy life and completely get rid of the responsibility of being a parent. You see it right now with young women so often on social media where we're catching them, where they'll travel across state, they'll travel across country and leave their kids at the home by themselves locked up. It's not something that just started happening. Only difference is we have social media. We have the opportunity to catch these people, these mothers who are doing this type of things that want to get away from the responsibility of being a parent. And you don't think that happened 15 years ago when there wasn't social media to be able to catch them? Yes, it happened then too. A lot of things that people try to sweep under the rug and act like didn't exist, especially when it comes to the sex of a female. But that's how and why it continues to happen, because you're not making them pay the price for it. You keep shielding them from accountability. We can't shield anyone from accountability, especially when it comes to the safety of a child. There has to be a hierarchy. Like, that child got to be the priority. So many people felt like Casey just didn't want to deal with the responsibilities of being a parent. And she killed the child. There was also evidence that there was duct tape on the skull of the child, remains where they found her and things like that. And Casey, I believe, reported it as she drowned it in a pool. But what they're saying is she gave the baby some type of drug, made her fall asleep, and then suffocated her and then killed her. Very, very sad situation. But now she's coming out as a legal advocate. And a lot of people are up in arms about it. But there are a lot of people that are following her. This just came out maybe a day or so ago. She already got over 60,000 followers on TikTok. She's promoting this She's promoting this new social media platform. I believe it's called Substack. So she probably got paid a lot of money from Substack to come back to social media. And people are going to make her rich. People are going to make her filthy rich. And this is someone that a lot of people thought murdered her child. Just because she's an attractive woman, it's a lot of lame, crazy men out here that got money. And they'll say, oh, yeah, she's still looking good. I'll stroke that pretty white woman. I'll stroke that pretty baby killer. I'll give her some money to let me hit. A lot of them out there. It's some weird, sorry, low down, dirty men out here that are willing to make women like this rich in a heartbeat to get off. So they can get off for pleasure. So there's a lot of women that's going to continue to try to take advantage of situations like this. Like, I can do and be how I want because there's always going to be some type of man that's going to, help me financially for it. There's no longevity to it. No one's going to ever respect you to the utmost. But some people just don't care about that. They can care less if you respect them. As long as I'm getting paid, that's all they care about. But anyway, let's keep listening to what Casey Anthony has to say.
And also advocate for my daughter. For those of you who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony. My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. This is not in response to anything that they have said or done. That's not to say that I'm not going to respond at some point to some of the things that they have said and done. The whole point of this is for me to begin to.
She made sure she threw that cliffhanger in there and a little bit of foreshadowing to make sure that the audience stay tuned because people these days love drama. She said, this is not a response to anyone that said anything about me, my parents, husband, whoever, that maybe have said something, degrading about her when it comes to the murder of the child. But she's saying this to put this audience on a hook. And we know the audience are going to be hooked because people love drama. They want to be involved. They want to see these type of things. These days, people fuel negativity. We have to be able to remove ourselves from these things. Why are you following her? Why are you tuning in? Why are you going to Substack to support this? It's only going to be another platform for more and more people like this. It's only going to convince others that, hey, yeah, you can do this and still become a millionaire. You can do this and still become polarizing. We got to really think things through and understand the future that we're shaping.
Moving forward, the majority of what you will see will be me speaking in a professional capacity. My goal is to continue to help give a voice to people, to give people tools and resources that they can utilize so they actually know where they can turn to. So, with that, please join me on Substack. If you have questions, I will set up an email address where we can correspond directly. Up until this point, that has never happened. And it's only going to be on a limited basis regarding legal issues, legal matters. One of the main reasons that I'm doing this, there are people close to me who have been targeted and attacked recently. There are also people close to me who have had some recent things occur. And when necessary, people needed to step up, myself included. So, as a proponent for the LGBTQ community, for our legal community, women's rights, I feel that it's important that.
Oh, wow. She says, as a proponent for the LGBT community. So, is this a ploy to throw in there? Because a lot of people feel like if you get the LGBT community on your side, you're going to have a lot of backing because that is something that's one of the things at this time where you can really get a lot of backing for if you come out as LGBTQ and plus and whatever else. It's something that people feel like, okay, this is a community that's untouchable. It doesn't matter. So, is she trying to use that? Is she truly a part of that community? Is she being involved in that community? Is she putting herself aligned with them? Is she doing acts with women now because she know that that will help her come back into this scene again? Is she being strategic? Obviously, she's a smart young lady. I mean, most of the time, people who get away with murder, they are pretty bright. If that's what she done. I don't know. Is she using the LGBT community to hide behind this and get away with it? And because she'll now have that LGBTQ shield. Is that what she up to? to fuel what she got coming. Because trust and believe me, there's a lot more to come. You can tell by what she's saying in this video. But what are you guys' thoughts on this whole thing? Do you think that she's guilty? Do you think that she's not guilty? Do you think people should give her a chance to hear her story since she's been silent for so long? I mean, hell, she didn't even speak in her trial. Again, that was another smart, strategic move by her as well, because she knew what the prosecution had and she knew everything that was going on. Yes, the body, a decomposing body, her DNA was in my trunk. Yes, the baby was found near my yard. But so what? You ain't connect me to it, so I can get off. Look at me. I'm pretty. I'm white. Most people are going to be on my side. They think I'm a damsel in distress. They're going to try to save me. And that's women and men alike. You just can't understand someone so pretty that someone's being so pretty that would do something like this. But guess what? They can be the most devious because they use that pretty privilege to their advantage very often. But you guys comment, make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We got a lot of more things that's come. Until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace. The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.